This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Gamble, G-A-M-B-L-E, first name Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, the date of birth, February 13, 1987, data of evaluation, October 10, 2022, the referring service, disability, and social service. The chief complaint, 35-year-old male, reports history of chest contusion dating to September 15, 2022. The HPI, the patient is a 35-year-old male who reports history of COVID-19 dating to 8 to 9 months earlier period. He further has history of asthma period. He has had chest pain with associated nausea and dizziness, period. He was initially evaluated at Kaiser, where workup had been unremarkable, period. He was ruled out for acute coronary syndrome, period. He further was ruled out for pulmonary embolism and aortic dissection, period. Chest x-ray dated August 16, 2022 revealed normal findings of the mediastinum and lungs, period. Patient had continued with chest pain, which he stated intermittent, period. It is described as a chest tightness, it is left-sided squeezing, and associated with fatigue and exhaustion. Pain was initially felt to be a tightness, but has now presented as dullness. Initial symptom lasted 2 weeks and never went away, period. Pain is not influenced by position or exertion, period. He reports some subxiphoid pain with deep breathing, period. His past medical history include 1, asthma, next number, COVID-19, past surgical history. He stated that his lungs collapsed as a child, medications, none, allergies, unknown reaction to sulfur, family history, paternal grandfather died at age 30, social history, he notes prior alcohol, but none in 6 months, he denies drug use. Review of systems, as per HBI, gastrointestinal, he does note nausea, genitourinary, he has frequency. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 127/88, pulse 80, correction pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches, weight 173 pounds. Examination otherwise unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 72 beats per minute and otherwise unremarkable. He was referred for exercise treadmill test. Patient exercised 21 minutes and achieved a peak heart rate of 181 beats per minute, which is 90% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The treadmill test was stopped because of dyspnea, period. There were no EKG changes, period. Test is negative for angina and ischemia, period. He is referred for pulmonary function test, period. He otherwise has no significant cardiac findings, period. His chest pain is non-cardiac, period. However, will perform PFTs to rule out significant asthma contributing to his symptoms. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.